Not what the president wanted to hear. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The new employment numbers weren't what the president wanted to hear, and as CBS Money Watch's Jill Schlesinger points out, not what anybody wanted to hear, especially the retail numbers.
Actually, a fall of 34,000 in March. Very unexpected there.
And yes, the official unemployment rate went down, but as economist Peter Morici will tell you, that's not good news either.
Unemployment fell only because more Americans decided not to look for work. Discouraged, they just sat down.
And as economist Anthony Davies will tell you, it's actually even worse than that.
If you take a job part-time or you take a job that is at a much lower pay scale than you were at before, on the books, you're counted as employed, despite the fact that you really aren't fully employed.
But what about the stock market? If the recovery is sputtering, what do you do about your retirement account? Back to Jill Schlesinger, who is also a former investment advisor.
Well, I would say relax, first of all. This is one report. It's one day. You are a long-term investor. So we don't bail when we get one report.
Dang straight. Real investors don't bail. Actually, remind me why we don't bail.
What would you have done? You would have sold at the end of the first quarter when we had a fantastic first quarter. So just make sure you stay on top of it. You keep your balance in line with what your goals are and do that every single quarter, four times a year. That's all I'm asking you to do. Rebalance four times a year and you'll stay out of trouble.
Rebalance four times a year and don't bail. Got it.
Hey, don't get too despondent, by the way. The stock market's up 25% from October.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.